my first job this year. I have been self-employed from the age of 18. I retired at 18. I did. I left the ranch. And I decided I'm not going to work again. And I didn't. I did part-time jobs and consulting and coaching and adjunct faculty work and teaching and here and there. But I never filed a tax return with W-2s, not even once. 1099s, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Foley asked me last year, you want to start filing a W-2? I said, Kurt, with which company? He said, Nikken. And I said, okay. And I didn't know at the time, but I said, okay, not only because I would get to work with a man like Mr. Foley, who I had for the last year, but guess what? Guess who my office is right across from? That guy! Woo-hoo! My office is right next to that guy. Guess what? You get to have your office, whether it's in Colombia, or France, or Washington, D.C., you get to have your office next to that guy. Because he's your president, too. Woo-hoo! I'm going to introduce to you five of the most amazing leaders on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a panel of amazing royal dynasties who will be presenting to us exactly what they did to jumpstart their businesses, and they'll be sharing with you how that applies to today, Nikken 2.0, and creating exactly the success you're looking for. Will you please join me in welcoming the first of these individuals, the incredible, straight out of Toronto, Canada, Bo Tennis!
To really create the ideal lifestyle, a life in balance of time and money freedom. And you're going to be meeting and talking to some people, hearing from some people who've done just that. I would like to first of all welcome two royal ambassadors, Dave Johnson and Wolfgang Sonneberg. Please come on up here, make your way up here. The launch. What is a launch? Why is it important? Getting off the ground quickly is vital to any aircraft, rocket, or your business. Because success begets more success. I'm going to take a couple of minutes, go through some slides of the PowerPoint, and you're going to be hearing, most importantly, what these people did in their first 90 days. Your personal ticket to freedom. The bigger the network, the bigger the check. Network marketing is really quite simple. How do you help a lot of people? How do you produce high income? Create a bigger Nikken network. Repeat after me. The bigger the network, the bigger the check. And you must remember, one of the keys to success from my experience is to not separate yourself from these people, not to look at them and say, I can never do what they've done, because we all started as directs and we became seniors, silvers, golds, etc. So we all started and walked the walk that you're doing. I want to share a very simple concept. I think it conveys an important point. It's called the campfire story. Listen carefully, because there's going to be a very important question at the end. We're in the woods, there are two campers, camper A and camper B. and it's going to be cold tonight, and they both have to survive through the night. Camp Ray decides to find some wood, takes a stick, lights it up, puts it down. Finds another stick, lights it up, puts it down. Finds another stick, lights it up, puts it down in different places. What happens to those sticks of wood? They all go out. Camper B has another plan. He gathers many sticks, puts them all together, and lights them up into one big fire. Creates a lot of heat, a lot of energy. In fact, it even attracts so many other people that he's no longer alone in the woods. He's got a party and having fun tonight. Camper A is cold and alone. So this is a very deep philosophical question. Prepare to ponder deeply. Are you ready? Who would you rather be, Camper A or Camper B? The launch, a focused effort for a period of time to introduce as many people as possible to the products and the opportunity. The objective is to personally sponsor and to activate 15 to 20 or more people, new consultants as soon as possible in 30, 60, or 90 days. Because you want to identify at least four active, serious, committed, and productive business builders. We don't know who they're going to be, and there's no way of telling. The launch is to activate each person you sponsor with their why, their goals, a product order, tools. Help them create their name list and start doing ABCs and the 21 Club. In-home meetings, hotel meetings, all of the above as quickly as possible. Guess what? Not all of them will be ready to get active now. Stay in touch with them all. But out of the 20, you're likely to find four or more who are ready, willing, and able to run with NECAM now. For many years, I heard Dave Johnson say, love everybody, run with the runners. And these people are going to share what they did to find those runners. The launch, become a professional launcher. You know, I've only actually done this once, and that was 23 years ago in January, February, and March of 1992. What if I had done it every year? Because you're either launching yourself or launching others in your team. Launch your business to silver, gold, and beyond, and do it as soon as possible. Because you know what? We really have just two stories to tell. Our product story, why we're involved with NECAM, but also a business success story. And the sooner you have a story that is interesting and compelling, and certainly that would attract people like this, as well as people who are looking for achievement in life, people like Julie Tara, Susan Carter, they're attracted to success. Success begets more success. Get that check in your hand. Get a team of people in your network quickly. You know, we were talking today and listening to Ben and others talk about in this internet society, people are looking for immediate results. When you go on Google, how many hours do you expect to find your search result? About a tenth of a second, right? People are looking for results quicker. Launching your business helps you get a team of people at volume and amazing testimonials much faster. Help those people to launch the silver and gold as well. Keep personally sponsoring after your launch at least one or two or three more people per month. Do a big launch at least once a year. Work with those people for the rest of the year. Help them with silver, gold, and in depth. Do another launch the next year. Do it again the next year. Go deep and wide. Most top leaders will say that their best producers are not necessarily people they sponsor front line, but people at their second, third, fourth, or deeper levels. You want to find and activate those business builders in your downline. Assist them as if you personally sponsored them. Big point. One day they may become your future platinums or above, but they may be much closer to you in your network. This is vital to success. Go deep and wide. Wide and deep. Without further ado, first of all, I want to mention a couple of important tools. I know Latin America is growing quickly, and Gustavo Gomez and Luis Casuga are recommending using tools, training materials like GoPro by Eric Worre to develop a professional mental attitude and learn the seven basic skills of network marketing success. We have now a special Royal Ambassador edition of this fantastic book, The Four-Year Career, which is a great training book, but it's also a great prospecting tool. Let people fall in love or really become familiar with the concept of network marketing. But begin your day and every day focused on your goals. Why are you here? What is it you really want out of your life? Why are you on planet Earth? First thing in the morning, last thing at night. We're so blessed to have everything NECAD's created for us, the products, human speak more training, and NECAD 2.0. So now I would like to ask these leaders, and I would like to start with Mike DiMuccio, since he really launched NECAD in Canada. Mike, you had a vision. You had been in network marketing before. In fact, most of us had some network marketing experience before. What did you see when you discovered that the products were real?
I have to say that I'm feeling so much of the emotions that I felt in December of 1991 right now. I have been in this business 23 years, and I think this may have been the greatest NECAD day I've ever experienced at a company convention. So, what I felt and saw then was this was going to be big, with or without me. And I felt compelled, is the right word, I felt compelled to do something with this. And when the products worked on me, and they worked on my father even more so, that's when I knew that everything that I'd heard on a video that I'd watched a couple of nights earlier was the truth. It took me 48 hours to make the decision of a lifetime.
Now, you had familiarity with network marketing. From that experience, what did you learn that you wanted to activate in your new business?
Well, I knew that I needed to make a big impact, because if I was going to lead the charge of introducing NECAD to the Canadian market, that I needed to make a big splash. So I figured, well, let me aim for the stars and maybe I'll hit the treetops. And if you're going to lead the pack, you've got to create a big check. That's the way it works in network marketing. And so for me to create a big check or a big story, I had to do everything in my power to create that story, which was, as Reed Nelson pointed out on a phone call, I think I was 48 hours old when we met on the phone. He said, "Mike, just go out and make a big mess, and I'll help you clean it up later." That's exactly what he said. And I knew what he meant. So that's what I intended to do.
How many people did you contact in your first month?
I had a list of 154 names. What I knew I needed was help. This is a flip of what most people do. Most people think, oh, I'm going to go out and help everybody. I wasn't thinking that way. I was thinking, how am I going to put NECAD on the map in Canada? Already I was thinking across the country. I wasn't thinking about my town. I wasn't thinking about my check. I wasn't thinking about my status. I was just thinking, how am I going to put this company on the map? Canada, I need help. And so the list of people that I had were all the people that I thought could actually contribute to making that a possibility, who had some success in their life or ambition, experience in business, sales know-how, people who are more qualified than me, quite frankly. And so that was what my list consisted of, and my goal was to get through that list, every one of those names, in as short amount of time as possible, which was essentially about 4 weeks. I was introduced in the second week of December, and so while everybody was getting ready for the holidays, I was planning my business launch, and I started making that initial contact. My first meeting consisted of a man by the name of Bruce Black. He was the most successful person I knew, and I figured maybe he can help me, and if he couldn't help me directly, maybe he could help me indirectly, and that's what I asked him. He said, "Sure, kid, come on over, show me what you got." And then I poured my enthusiasm out. He knew I believed something was real. He had an immediate product experience from a demonstration that I did. And the second meeting I had was Bruce Black and Botanis. So the total number of people that I introduced in the first 2 weeks led to a small group, a team of about 10, 12 people. That team then decided to get a little bit more organized and plan our real launch, the official opening of our company, the official launching of the Canadian market, the official launching of our business, where we were going to dedicate every minute of every day that we had to making a huge impact in the month of January when NECAD became official. And so by the end of that month, long story short, I'd sponsored 26 people. The volume that that organization created was 126,000 in volume. Reed Nelson came in, I think, the second or third week of the month to do a big event. If you knew the story about that event, you'd laugh your head off, because apparently at that point in time, we were shut down and not officially allowed to do anything in Canada. But we did it anyway, because that's what people do, leaders do. We don't follow the rules.
No cows.
No cows. Perfect cows. So, we had 300 people at that meeting, just that one night. And so the month was explosive. And most of us had no clue what we were doing. We're just so excited to do what we were doing.
How many people in the second month did you sponsor?
9.
So total in 2 months, of how many people total sponsored by you?
35 people first 2 months.
And you had that network of a team of about 10 people who are serious.
Yeah, of that 35, essentially 2 came from that group. That led to more than half, maybe more than half of my income in total over the years. That was my first of 4 launches. I did this 3 more times, and each time I did it, I got a little bit better at what I was doing, so I didn't need to sponsor nearly as many people.
Thank you.
I'm still getting paid on the activity I did on the very first day I did it.
How many years?
18 before that.
So would you say network marketing is like a skill set, a basic business format that can apply to many other companies?
Absolutely. No question.
Could you take a minute? What are some of those 3 or 4 basic skills that if you could throw them off the tip of your tongue that apply to all network marketing?
Well, talking to people would be one, I think. You know, just being able to say hello to somebody without sweating your palms to death, something like that. But I think, you know, people say, well, that's easier for you to do because you've done it all your life. But no, that's not true at all. We all start at some place. You know, but it's a blessing and a curse both to have been involved in network marketing so long. Because, you know, the good thing about having 18 years of experience before is we already knew what to do. We didn't have to learn some of that stuff like some of you do, but it's just brand new. So the skill set of just talking to people is really, really important. The other part of that is just some basic knowledge, I think, of network marketing and how it actually functions and works. It's from a traditional business sense, which we've been involved with traditional business as well over the years, is that it doesn't work the same way. And we might think we know, I'm a businessman, I know how that works. But not really. Totally different deal.
But so, you knew it was a valid, real business.
Yeah, my dream, you know, I might talk about this many times, was to be the captain of our own ship in our own network marketing business. To be able to have what I saw other people have, but we never got that in the other deals that we were involved in. And so when this came along, it was quite interesting because I didn't want to do network marketing, did I, David? I hung up on David. So I mean, we're all here by a thread. We're all here by a thread, you guys. You know, for sure. But when I saw how unique it was and how the substance and the meat of MeCan's product line, which is something I've never seen before, all I've ever seen is soaps, lotions, potions, and things like that. Nothing wrong with that, but I wouldn't have gone across the street for another vitamin at that moment in time.
For the sake of time to get everybody in, how many people, what did you do? You got some products, yep. You made a list. How many people was on your initial list?
Initial list had 274 people on it. And I personally contacted 226 of those people the first 18 days of November 1990.
Now, how did you do that? That sounds impossible.
Well, it wasn't working. Yvonne had 3 jobs I hadn't done, so she was working there, wasn't it? So I had lots of time. But today we do it totally differently. But what we did was we basically called them on the telephone and said, hey, we just got involved with a company called MeCan. Never heard of it. Bang, ran out of the shoe. Didn't try to hide anything, just right here in your face. And then there was something that I just said, you know what, I want you to take a good look at the business opportunity, a good look at the product, and then decide to join me or become a customer. Simple as that.
I was impressed. I remember hearing an early tape duplication, any questions? It was way back. And you contacted 42 people at least in 2 days, and you made a drop-off?
Yeah, I wish I brought my calendar down so that would start there. 42 contacts in a single day. And one day, I actually did 18 one-on-ones on the day.
And you gave him some audio tool?
Yeah, I gave him an audio cassette. Actually, one today he gave me. That's good. So,
how many did you sponsor your first 30 days?
Okay, well, out of the 226 people we actually contacted, 125 said no, wouldn't talk to us. 101 said they would look. From the 101, 27 still said no. 54 became retail customers. That spoke to me volumes about the value people place on the product. Because when we were in some of those other businesses, started with different letters like A, we didn't really have any customers. It was all kind of a self-consuming thing, which we talked about a lot. We are our best customers. So we have 54 customers, and 20 people did get in. So.
And you did some serious volume.
We did, $189,000 of volume that month. Went gold that first month.
Did you get a check for the next month?
Did get a check, $22,000 first month.
What did that do to your confidence?
Did that do to my confidence? Holy crap.
Did you have a story to tell others?
Oh yeah, we had a story to tell others. Fact is, the next month, we sponsored 3 more people out of that original group of contacts by following up. And that next month would be $214,000 in volume, broke 3 more silvers. We then went platinum in 60 days. And our second check, including those days, had a car bonus, which was just wasn't like it is today. Today's better, actually. In those days, it gave us a $20,000 bonus when we went platinum. And so between the $20,000 bonus and the commission check, we had a $50,000 second month check. So we made $72,000 in 60 days, and we were off to the races.
Wow.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people think you know. Why weren't you crying and sobbing on the ground because those people told you no?
Because we had so many things working that were good, we didn't pay attention to them.
Well, if you're listening, folks.
Nobody cared. I didn't care. Didn't have time for that.
Dave Jones, you have had many years of prior experience in network marketing.
Only 15 years.
15, is that all? So you had belief in network marketing, some understanding of it. What did you do differently in ECAM that you maybe didn't want to repeat in, or that you did in other companies that didn't work so well?
Well, I gave my heart to 4 other companies before in ECAM, and I didn't leave those companies, they left me. And so when I saw in ECAM that it was privately held, already done billions, that was very reassuring because it's not fun to work really hard and have it all just fall apart. The company right before me, and I was with it for 8 years, and I thought I'd done my life's work. I was full-time. We weren't rich or anything, but we had 9 kids at the time, and we were feeding them, and so that's no idle boast. We were doing pretty good.
What vision did you have in your head? When the kid came along, you realized the products were awesome. You created a plan of activity. What were you thinking?
Oh, when I saw this, it was right before then, I was in despair, really. I tasted enough of network marketing to see that, gee, if I could only find a company that was real, that it's the most pure way to work, the hope, the possibilities, it is really enticing. It really messes up your mind to anything else. And being full-time with this other company where it was fun and we had a product that made a difference, and all of a sudden I was back to work with a job I hated. That was a pretty good contrast there. I tell people the word inspirational dissatisfaction. It really was inside me. I was just wound up like a spring. It was one of the jobs I hated probably as much as any job I'd ever had. And that was right before ECAM, so it just really had me ready to spring forth. Along the way with these other companies, one of the big memories in my mind was early when I had my first opportunity to work closely with somebody who was very, very successful. They came to launch me in one of those earlier companies. And as Ben Woodward would say, dabble, that's kind of what I did. I thought, oh wow, there's some superstars coming into town. And I called a few people, and we had a few people come. And these guys were really good. And in the parking lot after the meeting, they knew what I'd done or hadn't done. And they just said, if you want to work with us, you got to really play serious. We love you. But if you're just going to play around, we're really not going to work with you. We don't have time for that. And And they were very nice when they said that, but it was a tough love, and that just stuck in my head. And so when I saw NECAMP, not only what Reed and all these other people have talked about before, this creating this air of expectancy, a sense of urgency, this feeling, this you know, we talk about to creating a launch, that was in, and I did not want to blow it. And my sponsor was in maybe just a few weeks ahead of me, but his sponsor, as I intimated earlier, he'd made $20,000 a month. And just talking on the phone with him, our hearts match. I thought, he's my kind of guy, $20,000 a month. If I can learn what he's doing, do the very same thing. Because we live in a cause and effect world. I just thought, all I have to do is jump in his back pocket. And I really clicked, and I knew network marketing. And if you know anything about network marketing, the key to success is just find a few really good people. And so I just thought,
Let me interrupt, because sometimes people think all I can do is talk to a few good people. How many did you actually put on your list of names and contact in your first 30, 60, 90?
Everybody I knew.
How many was that?
Oh, field numbers. I can't remember exact numbers, but I think it was 37 people come to our first meeting, and basically what it was my upline. He agreed to fly into town, and I wasn't going to have a repeat performance of that earlier scenario. So I called everybody I knew, and I basically was kind of like what Reed. I just said, hey, I just made a career change. This is the best thing I've ever seen. I've got a new friend who's very successful. He's going to have everything here. So there's a chance to hear right from the horse's mouth. Come to this. And I think it was 37 people that showed up this time. And then I just called him every day. And basically, my mission, I never told him this, but it was my personal goal was I was going to keep him so busy he'd never, ever have any time to sponsor anybody else, because he'd be too busy working for me and my people. And so I called him every day, and everybody I brought into business, I said, call Charles Ritchie. He's really good. And so I just had him working for me. He was going to make a lot of money off of me, and he's going to earn it all. That was just kind of how I figured that.
Thanks. Now, I recall you say you probably contacted a couple of hundred people for your first meeting, and 37 showed up. Are those, I'm looking for a real number. Are those approximate numbers?
It was a really, really bad ratio. Hardly anybody came that I invited, but I already knew that was going to happen, because that's how it works. Just in the masses, you push through the numbers. There's magic and there's power in the numbers.
Large numbers.
Yeah, and then if you're halfway good, you know, if you're pretty nice and people like you, and then you have this magnificent NECAMP story that does capture the imagination. So just learn our story, learn it well, tell it well, talk it to lots of people. And if you can, tell it to some big quality people. And then keep in touch with your upline. Boy, if you're doing it by yourself, you're down. Get a hold of a good upline and call them every day and do ABCs. And you cannot fail. It's just the law of averages, especially in NECAMP 2.0.
Wow. Now, Wolfgang, thank you, Dave. You come from a very different background. Did you have any prior network marketing experience?
No, nothing.
But I remember you came to all the leadership events, and you were a very avid student for a period of time.
Yeah, well, learning about afterwards, after a couple of months.
Yeah. And so then once you decided to do NECAMP, at one point I remember interviewing you in Salzburg in about 2000, you said you sponsored about 30 people in 60 days, approximately?
Honestly, I started 17 years ago. I didn't know that he would ask me today. So I haven't really made records. And trying to figure out what says, I have a number of my comic who says that maybe 77 people in the second or third months in the downline. I didn't make a 100 name list because nobody told me really in the beginning. Because my story to company was totally different and no background. But what I understood anyway is the compound interest. And if you just think, okay, I sign up one in January and everybody by the end of the year is 4,000. So I was looking, like Mike said also, and my sponsor told me, We have a big factory now. Will you take it first, the leading lady or your vice president? And I needed help. Who can do a presentation and so on? So I looked for a vice president. And there I get way through. I don't know. And you need to know, I have had a law office, tax accountant company. I worked anyway 70 hours a week at that time. So I couldn't do a day job like this. But the free time, I talk to people. And the main thing is what you hear from everybody. I see it's not that you need to be busy. I guess everybody knows that, really. If you want to be a professional, you need to do the 10,000 hours or whatever. I guess what's lacking today to understand is really, I had a why, I had a desire to do it. So every free time to do it. I even had a time, not the time to count. Everybody didn't care. I just, who's next? Who was the next person? I made a list for sure for the next day, or for the next week, who can contact them, but not really thinking I need to be the numbers like that. And my first check was, yeah! I was excited to get it. It was $20. That was my knowledge about network marketing before. But what I got, wow, it worked. If they said $20, yeah, it's working. It was new. But compound interest. If I have now 20, why not make it 40? And you know the penny, everybody knows the story. And I was only focusing, mainly focusing, I'm in the process of doubling, I'm in the process of the compound interest. And who's supporting this? Like I heard Michael the runners. So invite everybody, and it's not my, I say in my own. But I'm not allowed really to say you're allowed to work with Lincoln or not. But I can say you can work with me or not. There I have the power to do it. And I didn't think about silvers, gold, platinum ranks. I was not interested in it. So it was clear to go to the top. I need to go through silver, I need to go through gold, but I never focused on that. So I'm not looking for seniors to come in. It can be, you know what it says, Lincoln Law says, if you want to be Royal Diamond, you need platinums at least. So I was only looking, who could be a platinum? Who could be a platinum? Who is willing to be a platinum? By this, you get seniors too. Yeah, but just, if you're only looking for seniors, maybe you never get a gold or a platinum. So that's the way I focused that and just went through it. Every step, step, step. I know you could do better in the first months. I was a simple guy, six silvers for platinum, so it took me 6 months. So then just follow the rule and be consistent. And then you ask, sorry, is that with the no's? I didn't count the yeses, I didn't count the no's. But for sure I know I had more no's than yeses. But if you have a real why, you don't care. Because it can't stop you. And one other thing, I guess you know. I have no clue about network marketing, but I was always self-employed. I was always kind of professional guy. And we in Germany talk more about soccer than what you call football or whatever, which is a. But if you look at soccer, I guess everybody's familiar with it at least. And if it's the top professionals who earn millions of dollars, guess what? If they kick the ball direction goal, what is the percentage of goals going in? The ball's going in. And besides, every professional knows more balls just somewhere there in the corner, but no danger. And that's why they keep on doing it. They get paid millions. And that's the same. We all got a lot of no's, but we kept on doing it and knowing we're professionals, do less in the goal, but we get the millions.
You were giving a small picture. I remember talking to Igor, you and Igor would drive around Germany and contact people in Hamburg and then all over the country. And saying, we're launching something big and you can have the North. I'm looking for someone to be the leader of North Germany, someone in Berlin, someone. So you weren't painting a small picture. You were conveying something important that people would get excited about with Is that accurate?
Yes and no. I can't remember saying the city, but when I found people who could do something, I understood you need in a town someone. We had no internet, so we needed people where you can surround someone. We had no video conference possibilities, so I needed someone in a town like Berlin who takes a responsibility there. So for sure we talk with them, that's your town or wherever. Do it, you can have it all. So that's for sure what we did. We needed to do it at the time.
Before I had to make some final comments, when I discovered NECAN, I had no time and no money to do NECAN. A lot of cows. But I knew if I didn't make a change, nothing would change, and I needed to make serious change. Two small kids, not nearly enough income, had some successful video stores, sold those, had an extremely unsuccessful restaurant, was in real estate when the market was crashing. So, serious need. But I called Reed and he said what he told Mike, AOMA, all out massive action. And prior network marketing experience led me to realize this was a real business. So I put together a plan. I called 100 and 100. I wanted to contact 100 people in 100 days to contact them, give them some information, and follow up. And out of the 100 contacts in about 3.5 months, 65 people said no. 35 came to a wellness preview of some kind, a lot of one-on-ones, and 20 at least signed up and bought some products. Some bought a little, some bought a lot, but five of them were business builders who just weren't looking for physical wellness. They wanted to make a life change. And I helped them activate. Many of them didn't stay, but in my third level was Ihor Lenko. And eventually, in one of those organizations, in my eighth level was Gloria Nava. And their leaders and their leaders and their leaders grew into a global empire. And so, large numbers. If you listen to all these stories, all their backgrounds are very different. But we don't make diamonds, but you have to find a few serious players quickly so you can have that exciting story. In addition to the product story, business success, some income, and amazing testimonials, and an energetic story that people would be attracted to. Success begets more success. Just a final comment from each of you before we go. Wolfgang.
Yeah, it's true in the sentence you said in the beginning. Maybe everybody should get a handout or whatever and go through it every day and do it. And then it's really look inside. Do you really have the desire to change your life? Because we can talk what we did. It doesn't matter really if you're not doing it. If you have a Ferrari in the garage and sitting on a sofa and then I'm getting nowhere, then you have a problem. Use the tool you have.
Fantastic. Dave. Well, if you know anyone anywhere who makes, say, six figures, they work really hard. And, you know, average just doesn't pay very good. And so just decide to be really good in this. Just make the decision. And, you know, when you do what a leader does, then you are one. And so just boy, we got so many good examples. Get plugged in and just find out what they're doing. And then just don't try to bargain with it. How will you know when you pay the price? When you've done it. And if you don't do it, that will be paying a price too. And that is a expensive. You know, failure is a price. And I'm not talking about failure that you made a mistake and learned from it. I mean quitting. That's a horrible price. So just come into NECAN and enjoy the price. If you don't do it, that's paying the price.
I personally loved those last slides. Well, you dumping in the water there. I'm in, right? Yeah. Get in. Okay. Not just here, not mentally, physically, spiritually, buy in, get in. Okay. So Dave always used to say, get in, stay in, get quit. Talk about some of that. Get in, stay in, put in the effort, see the people, never quit. You will win.
The past doesn't equal the future. What we now have is this event. As a moment in time, a mark in the sand, that you can say, I just came back from one of the most important places where I made the most important decision of my life. From this moment forward, you can be a completely different 2.0 version of yourself and help put NECAN 2.0 on the map. Make that decision. And thank you, NECAN, for 40 years of legacy. And thank you for NECAN 2.0. with these leaders, I think combined income of over $100 million, I suggest duplicate their activity. Thank you very much.
For providing their word of wisdom to finish the session. If you would like to, and if you have 2X chromosomes, there is a meeting for the Global Women of Niken in the Headwaters Lounge. As you walk back to the hotel, on the right there is a lounge called the Headwaters. The Global Women of Niken are hosting a, at your own expense, get together. So if you'd like to join some of your fellow ladies in Niken, please stop by. Turn in your headsets before you leave the convention center. Make sure you take